Omale, and he would say, Tehei shvisasi b'tinsa. I want my shvisa to be chal down the road in tinsa. In other words, he wanted his eruv to tchumim in order to be able to walk from one city to another city was 4,000 amas apart. So you can't walk more than 2,000 amas out of your city. So the eitzer is, in the middle point, make your eruv there, that you're allowed to walk until there, and then another 2,000 amas. So even though he didn't walk to that middle point, he would just say every Erev Shabbos, I want my shvisa to be b'tinsa. In that place over there, which is 2,000 amas away, and he had a makom mesuyim, he knew a special place there, that's exactly Dalad Amas. So he just said, I want my shvisa to be chal down the road in that makom. That's the way he used to make his eruv b'tchumim, without putting a pas there. He didn't put bread there. He just said he wanted to have his makom there. Omalei Abaye. So Abaye told back to him, look, who are you doing wrong? My daitcha, why are you making such an eruv? The chura, you told me you hold Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda, halacha Rabbi Yehuda. So we have a machlokes now, Mishnah, Rabbi Meir says only an usher, and Rabbi Yehuda says no, Rabbi Meir says only an oni can make an eruv where you're standing, and Rabbi Yehuda says no, even an usher. That means even a person that's at home and has bread, he could also make his shvisam, his kinyan eruvit chumim, by being out in the field. Now, the Yomer Rav Chizda said, machlokes b'makom pleni. That you want a pasuk like Rav Chizda, that Rav Chizda said the machlokes is talking about the makom pleni means that an usher is standing in his house, and if he knows a place down the road 2,000 amos, he knows a tree there, he's allowed to say, I want my shvisa to be chal underneath the tree, even though he didn't put a pas there. If you know a makom mesuyim, you can make your shvisa to be chal. That was pshat according to Rav Chizda. So you're telling me now you want a pasuk like Rav Chizda. That's why even though you're at home in your house now Friday afternoon, you're allowed to say if you know a place down the road, 2,000 amas down there, and you know a makom mesuyim, you know a place, that's exactly, that's Dalad Amas, you could say you want your kinyan to be chal over there. And it's as if you're living there. That was Rav Chizda's chiddush. Rabbi Yens in the back, Omele, but Abaye said you should know. Yeah. The kash was, Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman argues during Rav Chizda, V'tanya kavosei, and we before brought a riot to Rav Nachman, that Rav Nachman's shot is right. Rav Nachman says no. When can a person without pas make an eruv if you're standing outside there? If you're standing outside in the fields, you can make an eruv where you're standing. Mashenkin, if somebody's at home, and Stam, he wants to make his eruv down the road, that's not chal. There's only a kula if somebody is traveling Friday afternoon, and he's stuck on the road, there's a special kula. You're walking Friday to get home, and you're right now, right before Shabbos, you're 4,000 amas away from your house. So Bezoi, you never make it home. You cannot let her walk 4,000 amas on Shabbos. So Rabbanan there gave you a kula, you're allowed to say, if you know down the road, 2,000 amas down the road, you know a tree, that you could say, my shvisa should be underneath the tree, the Rabbanu will make it in such a case, you're allowed to say, my eruv is underneath the tree there, even though you're not there, you're standing here. The Rabbanu will make it only somebody is traveling on the road. So then, it comes out at the beginning of Shabbos, you're carrying your shvisa down the road in the tree there, 2,000 amas away, so you're allowed to walk until the tree on Shabbos, and then you can walk to your house another 2,000 amas, because your kinyan shvisa was down there by the tree. But Rav Nachman said, that's only in the case where you're on the road. But somebody that's home in his house Friday afternoon does not have this kula. You can't say, if you know a place down, you want your shvisa to be chal there. That doesn't help. If you're an usher, means you have bread with you, the only kula you have is if you want to, you could walk out there and be there yourself. If you're standing outside, then you could have your eruv wherever you're standing. You could say, I want my shvisa to be chal where I'm standing, and then you have a right to walk 2,000 amas this way, 2,000 amas the other way. But where you're at home, and here he was at home, they just said, I want my shvis to be chal down there. That does not help. So Amaleh, he answered back, Hadri Be, you take a right, I'm Chayzer. I'm not going to do this anymore. From now on, if I want to walk from this city, from Ativno, the Pompadisa, which is 4,000 amas away, the only way I'll do it is I'll put an eruv with chumim, means I'll put bread out there in the street, in the road, before Shabbos. So I'm carrying my shvisa there. Now I'm allowed to walk 2,000 amas to the eruv, and then another 2,000 amas further, I'll get from one city to the next city. Omar Rami Bar Choma, Harei Omru Shabbos Yesh Le Dalad Amas. Is the Alocha Shabbos has Dalad Amas? What does that mean, Dalad Amas? Rashi says Shabbos Shekoyne Shvisa Baraglo. If somebody is walking in the fields on Friday, and it becomes now the beginning of Shabbos Ben Hashemoshes, wherever he's standing, we say where he's standing, he has Dalad Amas around him. That's like his makom. And then we give him 2,000 amas to walk out of these Dal Damas. But that was the posse we had before, that Shvu Ish Tachtov. Everybody has Dal Damas exactly where you're standing. So that's first, you have your Dal Damas where you're standing in the road. Now from these Dal Damas, each way, north and south, you're allowed to walk another 2,000 Damas. So that the Yisoid, though, where you're standing, we give you Dal Damas around where you are. Shabbos, Yeshto Dal Damas. Now, what about Hanoisen Eser Ruvay? Let's say somebody's not standing outside in the field. But a normal case of a Ruvay Trumin, where before Shabbos you put your bread down the road, 2,000 Amos down the road, and because your bread is there, it's currently your Shvisa, that on Shabbos morning you're allowed to walk like 4,000 Amos. You can walk 2,000 Amos to where your bread is, and then you're allowed to walk another 2,000 Amos. So in the case where you're not standing out there in the field, you just put your path, you put your Erev there. Is the Shiloh, do you also have Dal Damas or not? Is Yeshta Dal Damas Eloi? Do you also have, do we consider, the Mokum where the bread is, you have Dal Damas all around there, it's called like your Mokum. That's where you're like living. And now you're allowed to walk another 2,000 Damas. But, or else the other side is no. Exactly where your bread is, that's where your Shvisa. And from the point where your bread is, from there on you have to measure 2,000 Damas. Or else know a little bit lakula, that where the bread is, we make a radius of 4 amis all around you. That's your makam. And then from there further, you can walk 2,000 amis. So in other words, do you get an extra 4 amis or not? So we know if you're standing there in the fields, that was the din we had before, Shvu Ish Tachtov. Wherever a person is standing on Shabbos, he has the Dal Damas around him, that's like his makam. That's if you're standing in the field. What about if you're not standing there, you just put pas to make an Erev with a pas? Do you also have Dal Damas or not? That was the Shaila. Omar Rava, so Rava answered back like this. Toshima, bring your right. Come in here. Loi omru marfim bapas elo lahokal. The Mishnah before said that you're allowed to use a pas that's only a kula. Ala osher. We gave a kula on a person that's at home in his house Friday afternoon that has bread in his house. We gave a kula. That if you don't want to walk out to the field and be there for the beginning of Shabbos, you're allowed to, before Shabbos, put bread there. And that's your Kenyan Erubit Chumim. And the Svar is where a person's bread is, where his mozen is. We look as if the person, as if he's there. Therefore, your Kenyan Shvis there, you're allowed to walk from there on 2,000 Amos. So now, this Lashon of Lo Yomru Marvim Apasel Lohokal Al Osher, that's La Halacha. That we passed before, like a Yehuda Shita, that the Ike Erev is Chumim, where a person is standing. Really, the Ike Din is wherever you're standing at Bein HaShmoshes, when Shabbos starts, that's your makam. And from here, you're allowed to walk now 2,000 amis. So the shtey tchiv in your house, so your whole house is considered like your makam, and from outside your house, you're allowed to walk 2,000 amis. If you're in the middle of a city, so the whole city is like your dal damis, and you're allowed to walk from the end of the city another 2,000 amis. But the ikad din is where you are, where you're standing. That's the ikad din erev. If a person stuck out in the fields, where you're standing, from that makam you get 2,000 amis. There's a kula, let's say somebody's at home, and it's too much of a tircha Friday afternoon to be outside in the fields Shabbos by night. You don't want to be there. So the Rabbanim will make all that on Friday you're allowed to put a pas out there, put some bread out there, and since you have your bread there, we say a person goes after his mazon, it's considered like the person is there. That's a kula. Because the ikka dinner rubut chum is wherever you are on Shabbos, beginning of Shabbos, that's where you kern your shvisa. But the Rabbanim will make it. If you put your bread out there, you could also be samech the bread is as if you're there. So that's the Lashon. It's a kula to use a bread. Now, v'yamet, if you're going to tell me, ein loy, that no, when a person puts his bread out in the field, he doesn't get this extra dal damis, we start counting the 2,000 damis from the exact point where the bread is, but we don't give him dal damis around him. Why do you say this is called a kula? It's like being lenient on him, that he can use bread. Faket would be machmir. Why? Because if he himself would be standing outside in the fields, he would have dal damas around him. Around where a person is standing, his dal damas around him is sitting like his makam. That's where he is. Now from the end of these dal damas further, you can walk 2,000 damas. So that would be the den if you're standing there mamish. But you're telling me now, if you just put bread out there, you don't have this kula. Maybe by putting bread, you have to count the 2,000 damas from exactly where the bread is. So, Bezoi, what do you mean bread is called a kula? The chura bread is called a chumra. We're not giving you the extra dal damas. After the Gemara, no, this wouldn't be a raya for this yisoid. Afilu hochi, even if you tell me that by putting bread out there, you don't get this extra dal damas, your mamish count the 2,000 damas from where the bread is, still, it's a kula that nichale, a person is happy, ki heichad la nitrech benefik. A person would rather put his bread outside in the field Friday night rather to say that he himself has to walk out and be there at the beginning of Shabbos. That's a big tircha to be there at the beginning of Shabbos. Usually, Ruvi Tchumim, you're not going to walk at night. You first want to walk. Tomorrow morning, you want to walk the extra 2,000 Amos. So at night, you want to stay nice home in your house. So that's a cooler to say that you're allowed to stay home and you don't have to walk out to the field and be there. They were saying you could be Mekel and just put a path out there. That's called the big cooler. Even though you're losing maybe a little bit, you're not going to have the extra Dal Damis, but still called the tremendous cooler would be lenient on you that you don't have to be Matriach yourself and Mamish walk and be there. It's enough just to put a path there. So Mel, the Gemara is not person to Shailam. But if by putting out bread, how do we count your 2,000 Amis? Do we first give you 4 Amis around there and then you go 2,000 Amis? Or do we count from the bread itself? The Gemara is not Parshat Bishayel. So the Mishnah. Mi sheyotza leilach b'ir. Somebody started to travel from one city to another city on Friday. We had this Gemara before. And the Gemara soon explained this Mishnah is talking about a person that has 2 houses. Person has a house here in L.A., and he has another house down out of the Tchum, and another, the next city he has another house. And he decides now Friday afternoon, he's here in L.A., he doesn't want to stay in L.A. for Shabbos, he wants to go to the next town. So he decides he's going to start traveling now on Friday to reach the next town before Shabbos to be there for Shabbos. And we're talking about in the Kimta that the next town is exactly like 4,000 namas away from your town here. So if you would make an Erev in the middle, you'd be allowed to walk there tomorrow even on Shabbos. Because the next town is just 4,000 namas away. So 2,000 namas you're allowed to walk. If you put an Erev outside and in the middle point, you'd be allowed to walk another 2,000 namas. You could get to the next town. So Misha Yotza, the person Poshet, left his house on Friday, Lelech Bir Shem Arvinbo, that the next city is like 4,000 namas away. So if you would put an Erev, Marvinbo means you could put an Erev Tchumim in the middle, and then you'd be allowed to walk this even on Shabbos. If you were to put an Eruv Tchumim. In other words, the next city is not so far away. It's only 4,000 namas away. That if you put an Eruv in the middle, you could walk there. Now, after you started to walk there Friday afternoon, the Chaverim told you it's going to be too hot tonight. Don't walk. It's going to be a storm tonight. Don't go. It's not good to start walking. The Chaverim told him, stay home. Don't go there. Stay home. Is the Halacha, so he listened to his friends, and this Friday night he stayed home. Now the next morning, hu mutalelech. He is allowed to walk to this next city on Shabbos morning. He's allowed to walk these 4,000 amos. Aber b'chol b'nei yir, all the other people in the city is asurim. They are not allowed to walk out to the next city on Shabbos morning. So we'll soon see what's the difference between him and the rest of the people. Pasha, the mission does not say that this person put an Erev outside in the middle. He didn't put any Erev. The story is, Friday he decided to walk to that other city. And while he started to walk, the people told him, it's going to rain, it's not going to walk, stay home. So he went back home. But Pashtut, he didn't make any Erev at all. Still we say, he is allowed to walk there tomorrow, the 4,000 Amis. But the rest of the people in the city cannot walk. For them, they're walking out of that chum, it's also. We'll soon see in the Gemara what the time is. Vice versa, the time is that we consider as if, since he started to walk, when he started to walk, he gets a shame oni. He's like on the road now. There's a cooler now. Somebody on the road is allowed to say, down the road there, 2,000 amas down, I know a special tree. I want my shris to be chal underneath that tree. The Rabbonin gave a cooler for somebody that's traveling. So since this person started to travel Friday, he's considered like he's traveling on the road. And we know more in Pshita that his das is to go to that city. So Izicha had in mind that in the middle point, he wants his Erev to be chal. So we look as if he said, I want my Erev to be chal in the middle point. So since he started to be on the road, he's called an oni. For him, we're mekel, he's allowed to walk there on Shabbos. But the rest of the people in the city, they never went on the road. They're home the whole time. So if a person is home in his house, he's not allowed to say, I know down the road the special tree, 2,000 namis, I want my shris to be chal there. You can't do that. That's only a cooler, somebody that's on the road. So the rest of the city that did not leave the house yet don't have any Erev. So tomorrow they could only walk 2,000 Amis, not a step more. But this person that Friday started to go, got a shame already, only he's traveling. So we look as if he said, I want my Shrisha to be chal 2,000 Amis down the road. So he has an Erev Tchumim. He's allowed to walk 4,000 Amis tomorrow. The rest of the city is not allowed to. Diva Reb Yehuda, this is the Yehuda's chat. Rabbi Meir says no. Kol shu yochol arev Any time like this case, the next city is 4,000 amas away. So if you wanted to, you could have put mamash pas down, you could have put bread, and made a good erev. You could have done it. But the meister's person did not do it. Is a v'loy erev, he did not put bread there. Is a loch ha-rezeh ha-magomum. Reb Meir holds it's a suffix where his erev is chal. He's mesupik according to Reb Meir. Since this person has in mind to go to the next city, so maybe we consider as if he said he wants to shrisa to be chal down the road, like halfway, 2,000 amis, he wants the shrisa to be chal there. That's one svara. The other svara is no. Since Lamaisa, the people told him, go back home, it's going to rain tonight, it's not kedai to walk. So when he decided to go back home, we have a tzat to say, maybe like he gave up his mind, he stopped thinking about going to the next town, he decided now to stay home the Shabbos. If he decided to stay home the Shabbos, where is the kedai shrisa? Right home in his house. So according to Rabbi, it's a suffix, which erev is chal. Do we consider like he's, even though his chaverim told him come back home, we still know more, and he still has das taka to walk there tomorrow, and he has das right now, he wants the shrisa to be chal down the road there, so that's where his shrisa is chal? Well, the other svar is no. Since he's coming back home, maybe he changed his mind. So we don't know what din he has now, so it's a suffix, which erev is chal. So l'chumra, we have to be go l'chumra say that both erevs are chal. In other words, like the one erev is here, and one erev is back home. Now, if he wants to walk this way from his home, we have to be afraid maybe the erev was chal up here. So maybe he can't walk from his home the opposite direction, only if he's within 2,000 amis from his erev down the road. Now let's say for Kert, he wants to walk down the road and go further to the next city. Then we have a suffix, no, maybe erev was chal back home here. So you're not allowed to walk away from your house more than 2,000 amis. That's always this lashon of chomer gomel. You're like stuck in the middle. You can only walk, but either way, on the side you're vade, not 2,000 amas away from the other side. Oh, we'll soon see this. This is Ramei, you're right. It's a machloek stuck in the Mishnah, we have before. Ramei goes to Shitosai. Ramei before said on the Sofak Erev, we go to Chumra. And the Gemara is going to ask the question, what do you have to have Ramei say a second time for? He already said it before. But that's something else, like we had before. A Ruvit Chum could be a more Chomadik Alocha. It's an Asmachta from a Posik, so here the Rabbanim were more Machmir. But we had a Machlekes in the Mishnah before. The Rav Meir was Machmir, and the other ones are Mekel. It's like I say, it lies the Sofet Rabbanim, and you go to Kula. This is the Mishnah. Let's see the Gemara. For the Gemara, Maishno Ihu or Maishno Inu. What's the difference between this person? He didn't put a bread down in the middle of the street there. So he just walked home. His chaverim said it's going to rain tonight, it's going to be too hot. He went back home. So he also didn't put an erev down the road. So what's the difference? Why do we say he tomorrow is allowed to walk to the next city? And Maishneinu, how come the rest of the city is not allowed to walk to the next town on Shabbos? Omer Afuna, Hocha v'mayaskinon kegoin sheyesh lo shnei batim. We're talking about this person that started to go on the road, owns two houses. He has one house here in L.A. and he has one house down in Century City. And he decided to walk there for Shabbos, to be there for the Shabbos. Ubenehem shnei tchumei Shabbos. In a case that in between these two cities, there's exactly two tchumei Shabbos. There's exactly 4,000 amas in between. Now, Ihu, this person, kivun d'nofik leil yurcha, since he started to walk to Century City on Friday, he left his house of L.A. He decided to walk down to the next town, heve leyoni. Lamaisa, since he's on the road now, he's considered like an oni. He's not at home, he doesn't have bread with him, he's traveling on the road. So the Rabbanan gave him a kula to say that he is allowed to say, if he knows a mokum down the road, 2,000 amas, he's allowed to say, I want my shrisa to be chal underneath the tree down there. So we look as if he's carrying his shrisa down the tree there. So therefore he, tomorrow, is allowed to walk 4,000 amas. Because he has an erev under that tree, 2,000 amas down the road. So now on Shabbos, he can walk another 2,000 amas. Mashenkein Bahani, the rest of the city, even if they also own two houses, and they also have das tomorrow and Shabbos morning, they want to walk to Century City. But still, Bahani Ashirininu, the rest of the people in the city, they're called like an Asher, they're at home, they did not start to travel, they were never on the road. So an Asher doesn't have this kula, he's not allowed to say, I want my Shrisa to be chal down the road. An Asher could only either put bread there before Shabbos, or else if he himself walks there and his mamash down the road at the beginning of Shabbos, he's kind of shvis to where he's standing. Then he's allowed to walk back home tonight, and tomorrow morning he can walk 4,000 amas. But here where the usher was standing in his house, and he just said, looking out the window, like I want my shvis to be chal down the road, 2,000 amas, that's no good by an usher. That's why the rest of the people can't do it. So at the Gemara Tanya Nami Yochi, we learned a raya for this also. the same dinet, mish yesh lo shnei batim. Somebody owns two houses in two different cities. Ubeneim, in between the two cities, is shnei tchumi shabbos. There's exactly 4,000 amos in between the two of them. Is kivon shehechzik bederech. If one person you started on Friday to travel to the next city, is kona eruv. You should know your kona eruv. Divi Rebbe Yehuda. That's how Rebbe Yehuda shita. In other words, we look. Now, Rashi in the Mishnah, we'll soon see Rashi in the Gemara, Parshid, we're not talking about where the person spoke out the Farish and said, I want my Shvisa to be chal underneath the tree. Because you do not have to say it. Even if you do not say it, we nemon as a non-sadi, the person meant to say it. And therefore it's chal even though he didn't say it. As the mere fact that he started to walk on Friday, and we know he owns the house, that's why we have to say he owns the house in the other city. So we know he has in mind now to go there. So we look as if he said he wants his Shrisa Dirichal in between this Shabbos, so I should be able to walk there on Shabbos. Therefore, it's considered as if he said it, and he has his Kinyan Ischal there. Rashi says, Tanya Nami Hochi, Tikishyesh Loi Beis Batim, Ubeneim Shnei Tchum Shabbos Askinen, Yekivon Shechzik B'derech Eskone Erev, Af Im Loi Omash Shvisosi B'Soif HaTchum B'Chozer. Rashi says, Klo here. Even though he did not speak out the Farish, I want my shvis, I want my kinyan to be chal down the road 2,000 amos, even though he didn't say it, still we consider as if he said it. Because since we know he vaday wants to go there, he even has a house there, and he's on his way there, we consider as if he said he wants a shvis to be chal down the road, and the rabbanim will make it on him. For this person, that's called a good eruv etchumim for himself. He's allowed to now Shabbos morning walk the 4,000 amos. So this is a raya the way we're learning Pshat now Mishnah. This is Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Now, Yetzer al-Kain, Omer Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Yehuda is even saying now a bigger Chiddush, more than what we learned until now. What is his Chiddush more than this? That Afilo Motzo Chaveroi, if his friend met him, the Omer Loi, Lind Poi, the friend, in other words, the Chiddush is that this person that decided Friday afternoon to go to Century City for Shabbos, he was about to leave his house. He didn't even get out the door. He didn't even start to go yet. Before he left his door, right away, Motzo Chaver, his Chaverim found him. The Yomalot, his Chaverim told him, Lin Poi, Hetachsi, don't go to Century City now. Sleep here better tonight. Go there tomorrow. Why? Eith Chamahu, it's very hot outside now. Your mamish sweat away to walk there now. Eith Sinahu, it's too cold outside now. You'll never make it there. Is Alocha, Lomocha, tomorrow morning, or Shabbos morning, Mashkim, he gets up, Poilich. And he's allowed to go there. So this is the big Yechidish that Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Yehuda says. Because even though he's not even a real machzik baderech, he really didn't even start to go on the road yet. He just decided now he's in his house, and he's packing his bags. He decided now we're going to start walking to Century City right now. So since he made up his mind he wants to go there, and who stopped him from going? His chaverim came in and told him it's not kedai to walk now, the weather is no good. So he also said this svara. But since he made up his mind he wants to go there for Shabbos, we consider as if he said to himself, I want my shrisa to be chal down the road. So there are two chadushim now. That to say you want your shrisa to be chal down the road for an usher, it doesn't help. That's only a cool if somebody is traveling on the road. So you have to say a tremendous chiddush. Since this person has das to travel, we look as if he started to travel already, even though he didn't leave his door yet. But since he has his packages, he has his suitcase ready, he's about to start traveling, that's the chiddush of Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Yehuda, that's also considered like you started to go on the road. And you also have this kula that since you have das to go, we look as if you said the farish, you want your shrisa to be chal down the road, and you take a kaina, tomorrow morning you're allowed to walk 4,000 amos. We look as if your erev was chal. The Rashi says, Yeser HaKein, what's the big Yechidish here? Afilo loy hechzik baderech. He did not even leave his house. He didn't even open the door yet. Elo Omar Lotzeis. He told his house, get ready, we're going to start to go soon. Ve'achziru chaver of Yomolin Poi. And the chaverim told him, the weather is bad, don't travel now. So he listened to them and stayed home that night. Still, the next morning, Shabbos morning, he's allowed to walk 4,000 amis. Because we consider as if he said he wants the Shrisha to be chal down the road. Yeah. Now, Omar Rabba says like this: Loimar kule yalma loipliga disorach. To say everybody holds, you have to say. Now, it's a big machlokes to show him what are we talking about saying. Rashi himself brings down two pshatim here, and the Rishonim writes as ikal like Rashi's second pshat. Rashi's second pshat, he says, v'loy shomativ he didn't hear over from his Rebbe, but Weiss says that's the pshat he likes. Mashum, usually whenever Rashi says something, he always said over from his Rebbe. Rashi had good Rebbes. All the pshatim he says most of the times is the pshat he heard from his Rebbe. Here Rashi says, Loi Shemati, I didn't hear this pshat, and still he says his own pshat, and plus his own pshat is the way the Rishonim like to learn here. That the way Rashi's second pshat, the way the Rishonim like to learn is, Loima means, does he have to say, I want my Shvisa to be chal down the road or not? Do you have to say it? He's here in this case. The guy started to travel on the road Friday. He started to go to the next city. And then his friends told him, go back home, the weather's no good. Now, does he have to say, before he goes back home, I want my Shvisa to be chal down the road underneath the tree? Does he have to speak it out or not? So Rabbi says, yes, you have to say it. Omar Rabba, loymar, to say that fact that you want your Shvisa to be chal down the road, kuliyamole pligid desorach, you have to say that. Keep pligid. Where's the machlekes here, Rabbi Yehuda? And the yes, Rakhen, that Rabbi Yehuda is saying, where's this machlekes in Chedushim? Keep pligid lahachzik. The only machlekes is, do we have to mama start traveling on the road yet? That's Rabbi Yehuda Shita. Rabbi Yehuda said, we only have this kula if your mama is traveling. You left your house, you decided to go to Century City, and then they stop you. So since you're on the road, and according to Rabbi, you said you want your srisa to be chal down the road, therefore your erev is chal down there. And Rabbi Yehuda is saying a big chiddush that even though you didn't leave your house yet, even though you weren't machzik baderech, you didn't start to travel, but since you're about to travel, you have your bags already, that's also considered that you're traveling, but you have to say though that you want your shvisa to be chal down the road. That's the way Rabbi learns the machlekes. Rabbi Yosef says no. Rabbi Yosef Omar lahachzik the kuliyam olay pligi tzarech. He holds no. Everybody holds your mamish have to be on the road. You have to mamish start traveling to go to the next town. So Yivai Stais learns, even according to Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, that we say, afilu motza chaveroi, doesn't mean that you didn't leave your house at all. According to Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, also you left your house. You also started to travel already. So if you started to travel already, according to both of them, so what's the yeser akein? What's the big chiddush that Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda is saying more than the first Rabbi Yehuda? How does he learn? Rabbi Yosef Omar, lahachzik the kuliyam olay pligi d'sorach. Everybody holds you have to be on the road. You have to leave your house Friday and start to travel to the next city. Then you have a kula to say that you can be carrying your shvisa down the road even though you're not there. Ki pligi. So b'zay, what's the machlekes? What's the chiddush that Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda is saying? A bigger chiddush than Rabbi Yehuda? Ki pligi loymar. The nafkumina is, do you have to say that you want your shvisa to be chal down the road? In other words, according to Rabbi Yehuda, you need two things. You have to leave your house Friday. You decided to travel to Century City for the Shabbos. And now when your chaverim tell you... Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda is being Yosef, no. Even though you're not speaking out that you want Yerif to be chal down the road, still it's good. As according to Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, as long as you are machzik baderech, you started to travel now Friday. And the case is you own two houses. So when you start to travel to Century City, we know you mean business. You want to go to your other house for Shabbos. So in the case where we know you want to go to your other house for Shabbos, even if you don't speak out that you want Yerev to be chal down the road underneath the tree, still it's chal, even without speaking it out. That's the way Rabbi Yosef learns, and that's a cool look according to Rabbi Yosef and Rabbi Yehuda. That's why Rabbi Yosef learns. So according to Rabbi Yosef, we have a kula, that as long as you're on the road, even though you don't speak it out, also it's chal. And Allah, we pass along like this second pshat, according to Rabbi Yosef, that you always have to be on the road. You have to leave your house. As long as you left your house, even though you did not speak out, it's as if you spoke out, you want Yerev to be chal down the road, and then tomorrow, Shabbos morning, you're allowed to walk 4,000 amas. Yeah. So tomorrow, Keman Oslo, who is a goat like? Hod Yom Ula. That Ula said. What does Ula say it in? Misha Hechzik Pederich. Somebody started to travel on the road Friday afternoon. He decided to go to another town for Shabbos. The Hechziroi Chaveroi. And his Chaverim came and told him, the weather is bad, don't travel now. Go tomorrow morning better. Harehu Muchsar Umuchsak. This person is Muchsar, means he goes back home. Umuchsak means Posh is Muchsak on the road later, like to be kind of Shvisa underneath the tree down there. So the Gemara Chorus is through with these two Lashonis. For the Gemara, e Muchsar, Muchsar Posh means you like send them back home. if you consider like he's going back home now, why do you say you consider him on the road and will look like he has a shrisa down the road there? The muhsuk, Elamai, you're telling me no, since he started to travel, we look as if he has a shrisa down the road 2,000 amis, so loma muhsur. Why do we consider muhsur means going back home? Why do you consider him like he went home? Chorot to steer with these two things. What is Ula saying? And the Gemara Hochi Kamar, this is what Ula means to say. Even though this person listens to his friends now and goes back home Friday, he doesn't travel on Friday, still muhsuk. Still he is considered a muhsuk. That means that he is kind of the shrisa down the road 2,000 amis, and it's chal. So what do you see from this uladin? This sulchur you see claw, according to everybody, you have to be a muhsak. You have to be on the road. You zikha have to leave your house. And zikhura kaman, to Rabbi Yosef, that goes according to Rabbi Yosef, the second shot, that everybody holds you have to be a muhsak. You have to leave your house. The aliba, the Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda. And it goes according to Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, that says what? Even though you did not say your shvis is down the road, we say it's as if you said it, and it's chal even though you didn't say it. Now what's the raya you didn't say it here? So they say, since Ul is an Amora always explains himself very good. Tanoyim speak very shortly. Mashenka, an Amora explains himself. So if Ula meant to say that this person had to speak out, that I want my shvis to be chal down the road, Ula should have spoken it out and said it. That's what he said. Since Ulu does not say that the person spoke out the Farish, he wants the Arab to be chal down the road, it's a raya, even though he does not say it. You need one tonight. As long as you left your house and you're on your way to get to the next town, we look as if you spoke out and said you want your shrisa to be chal down the road 2,000 amis, and therefore the Arab is chal. And that's talochon. That if you're muhsuk on the road, then you're allowed to, then if we know 100% you want to go there, even if you didn't speak it out, it's as if you spoke it out. Like Rabbi Yosef learns, according to Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda. Tomorrow, I'm ice now. Rabbi Yehuda bar Yishisoi, Aisile Kilkola de Peri, Le Rav Nosem Raboshia. He says on Friday, Rabbi Yehuda bar Yishisoi, the name of this place, he used to bring a basket of Peris to Rav Nosem Raboshia on Friday. And then the Khuri wanted to walk back home. Is Kihabi Ozal, when he wanted to leave, when he wanted to leave Rav Nosson, he wanted to walk back home, is Shafke Yadinochas Darga. Rav Nosson would wait until first Rav Yehuda went down the steps, as he lived on the attic, so he made sure first he went down the steps like to be a muhsik v'derech. But the case is soon going to be that this person thought to make it home before Shabbos, as it come out that Rav Yehuda is telling him, it's not kedai to walk home tonight, it's bad weather, stay here. But he didn't tell that to him when he was still up in his house. He first let him walk down the steps and start to be a muhsuk on the derech. He walked down the steps. Then Omalei, then he told him, stay home here, sleep here tonight. Rashi said, Linpoi, sleep here tonight. The weather is no good outside to him. There's no good out to walk home now. Sleep here. Is Lamocha, the din was, the next morning, Taka Shabbos morning, called him the Ozli, got up and he walked. So who does this go?